Wow.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to another wonderful Saturday and a team call where we get together and support each other and share ideas. And this morning we're going to be talking about, last week we talked about how Ben Woodward had shared becoming a core consultant. And then this last Tuesday he talked about support. Books and little video clips and to support us in each of our areas of there's some people are thinking about coming on board with McKen, the whole idea of changing paradigms, shifting to being an entrepreneur, just thinking about ideas, there was a little quote, I like that, it's changing paradigms and becoming open to new opportunities is a process. It's not an event. And it takes, it takes time to think through some new ideas and some new opportunities. And so using books, using videos, using our webinars, using all of our tools. But Ben's idea is to simplify it, so that we have, again, maybe some core books that we use, some core videos that we use. Of course, whenever there's a specific need, we can use another video. But, there's just so much good information out there. It's not lack of information. It's, information overload and knowing where to find it. And so that was his whole idea and kind of going through to simplify each of these steps. So the steps in becoming a core consultant, he had the, my notes totally disappeared. How could they disappear? Oh, here they are. he showed that little tree, and on the left side of the tree were the three things, listen, read, and watch. So, and then on the right side of the tree are the do things, the communicate with a mentor, meet and talk with one or new people a day, new person per day, and show the McKen plan to two or more people per week. And so, if all of us do that, and then as we have help our team members to do that, and then as we're working with the new people that are taking a look at McKen, help them to see a simple track that we can all be on, I think that's a really, that can all help us to just to be streamlined, just to be, more simple, just to know exactly what to do, because I know all of us are super busy. And the people that we contact are super busy. I know when we first started our McKen business, our McKen adventure, our McKen life, we were so busy. We were both real estate agents. We had children. We had horses. We had a farm. We had, oh, my goodness. We didn't have any extra time. And most of the people that we meet and talk to, that they don't either. So it needs to be little simple things that can just fit in, sharing a book, sharing a video link, having people come on a quick little call. So again, back to, the becoming a core consultant has, for our personal development, the listen, the read, and the watch. So listen to an McKen video, an audio a little bit every day, and read like 15 minutes a day, and then watch either a live or a recorded webinar. And then, again, the three other things, to communicate with your mentor, meet and talk with one or more people a day, and then show the McKen plan to two or more people a week. So then what we want to talk to you about more today is these resources that Ben suggests that we all use. And again, we can use other ones, but if we kind of have these core ones, we'll kind of all be on the same page. We'll all be reading the same books. We'll all be listening to the same videos. And that really, our vibration, where we're kind of all, where two or more people are gathered together, right? There's strength. There's power. There's continuity. There's support. And so I really love this idea. And hopefully you guys have had a chance to listen to this presentation that Ben just did, on Tuesday. Both of the presentations are on the royalalliance.com under YouTube right now. They're the top two ones. So this last one was just this last Tuesday, which was July 19th. And it's the support core consultant tool. And then the week before that on July 12th was becoming a core consultant. So both of those, if you haven't watched them yet, watch them. And even if you have watched them, you might want to watch them again. But this core consultant tool, he has three areas. So there's the new people, you know, the people that we're talking to, so to aid recruitment. And then number two is the support getting started, so the people that we have coming on board to get started, or people that want to relaunch. Nikan's the type of business that a lot of times people start and then things happen in their life, a job change, a move, a illness in the family, and people want to restart their business. And so either to support people getting started or people to relaunching their business. And then the third area is ongoing personal development. And, you know, that's important for us no matter what we're doing in our life, ongoing personal development. And part of our whole Nikan, the Kaizen, continuous improvement, to always be improving. And, again, in all of our areas, our spiritual connection, our health in our body, our relationships in our family, our business development and our growth, our working with our business partners, all of these things we can continually develop and improve. So I just really, really like this. I'm excited that Ben has, you know, jumped in there to help bring some simplicity. Again, like we said, towards the beginning of this call, there is so much wonderful information out there, and it's all great. It's just that if we have this more simplified, you know, we have a few of the each category selected, it just makes it easier in our busy lives to just stay on track, and it's easier as we bring a new person on board, a lot less confusing. So I guess I'm not going to go over each of the categories right this minute. Maybe let's open it up. I've invited several of us, our team members, on to share. Well, I do want to share one more thing, because a couple of the books that Ben picked, I'm really excited about, because he picked the GoPro with Eric Worre. And, you know, that's one that we have consistently used. It's very inexpensive. I think it probably comes in different languages. It has the seven basic steps to becoming successful in network marketing. And so I absolutely love GoPro. I was really excited in that. And one of the books that he picked for one of our core books is the 4-Year Career by Richard Brook. And at first Ben didn't like that because of the 4-year part, and he just thought that he kind of got the idea that, you know, it just meant you're going to build your business for 4 years and then you're going to sit back and do nothing. But then when he really read through it, he saw that it really gives a great overview of what our industry, what network marketing is, what it isn't. It shows how to build an asset. And it is a continuing thing. It's not, you know, we're never going to walk away from our business. But what it can do is in 4 to 5 years, you could leave your other business and then be full-time in Nikan. So I was really excited. And Jack was too, right, Jack?
Absolutely.
That we would have those on our list of books. So the books, Think and Grow Rich, The 4-Year Career, the Compound Effect by Darren Hardy, these were three of the books that he suggests for us to share with people to help them shift their paradigm. The GoPro book is under the you know, getting started and developing our skills. So let's go ahead. Let's see, Jack, who's on the line?
Who's on the line? Well, Julie Matt is on the line.
Okay.
And Ruth Lowe is on the line.
Okay.
You have on your head.
Okay, yeah. Let's start with you. Julie, what would you like to share about all of this, and how do you see it helping you?
I think it's, for me personally, it's reading and watching things that are about personal growth. It's just, it makes an incredibly huge difference. I can continue doing the same activities I'm always doing, and get same sort of responses. But when I actually take the time and cut out the time because it's my business to actually read something that I know is better for growing my brain and my attitude and listen to something Niken-based, the responses are different. I'm doing the same activities, but the feedback that I'm getting is more positive and more interesting. So it's got to be changing my vibration, my attitude entirely. So I'm just approaching it from a different way. And I think when I don't, or when my day-to-day corporate world gets me too busy and I don't think about it and I'm not reading or listening, I feel it. My emotions drop, everything drops. I lose my center. And it takes me a minute, and then I realize why I'm off. And I start doing it again, and I just jump into a book, or I jump into, you know, listening to some of the YouTubes. I just hook them up, and I listen to them on my drive into work, or on my drive home, or at lunch if it's a really bad day, just to get me in a better frame of mind. And it's amazing. So, like, in the last week or so, I've really made a point of listening and reading more. And people are phoning me and saying, you know, how do I become a distributor? What do I need to do? And it's, you know, it's crazy because my conversation with them hadn't changed. It was just, you know, following up on a basic purchase, and, you know, their opinions are altering and they're getting a different experience because I think my experience is changing. So it's so important. I'm so on board with all of the readings, and I'm excited because he listed a couple of books that I've not read yet. So my life is going to grow. I was like, wait, I don't know that one.
Isn't that great? And I mean, you know, it is. It's all, everything's vibrational. And mm-hmm. I love what you said, you know, when I'm reading and listening, my vibration, I mean, I always feel better. And it always gives us these, you know, these conversation points, like with people. You could be saying, you know, hey, you know, Nancy, I've been reading this book. I mean, I'm learning how to, you know, to build a financial asset, to be financially free. And I'm thinking maybe you would like to know about it too. And you know, we can loan them our book. That's the Richard Brook approach. You know, that's how he's been real successful in helping people use the 4-year career. Just carry a copy of the book with you and say, you know, I'm reading this book, and you say something that you like about it and say, would you like to read it? You know, I can loan it to you for a week, or I loan it to you for a couple of days. And then just suggest that they read, you know, a couple of the pages, because a lot of people, again, back to people being busy, if we ask them, even though it's a tiny book, they're liable to, you know, just sit it on their desk someplace and think they'll read it later. But if you just ask them to read a couple of the pages, they can do that. And then they might read more of it because it is, it's quite fascinating. But yeah, thank you, Julie, because, you know, I think that's key for all of us, and almost all of us drive, and we can listen to things while we drive.
It's certainly been key for us and both our entrepreneurial businesses, real estate and Niken. We did that. We had the going all the time, and reading the books, listening, you know, listening to those CDs, and they were audio tapes
then, of course, but it
just makes all the difference.
MP3s.
And then going to the events too. So, thank you. That's exactly the way I feel about this. Patricia Vangelder, you were on. You've been on the Platinum Alliance calls, and you've been listening to Ben.
Yes.
What would you like to add?
Well, good morning, everybody. I was trying to think of just a couple of key things to say. You know, our marketing plan is based on the ABC. And the A is the expert, and B would be the new person or the consultant, and then C, you're who you're showing it to. And, you know, the A can be these tools. And I love how it's just being put into a concise place. And I love the three choices. Like, here's three books, here's three videos, here's three audios, here's three. I mean, one time I was picking out colors for a project, and they gave me three choices. And it was like, okay. If you had given me 30 hues of gray, I would have never picked one. So I like that simplification, and that these tools also show new people, prospects, customers, hey, we don't have to know everything, that these tools can be sent to them, these videos, these audios, and let them do the work. And then by watching them, we learn, because in the beginning days when I first joined NECAN, we went to wellness previews in a hotel, and I listened to a speaker, you know, and I did that repeated. So it was the repetition. Every week I did the same thing. And that's really old school. So these new tools are also going to be more appealing to a younger generation. I think Gary Bolton was talking about the geriatric crowd, and it's like, let's get some younger people in here, because, you know, that's the lifeline of any business, any industry, any organization, is bringing in younger people, and that's how they do things. And some of these things are 5 minutes or less, and the short, quick bites of information. With all of our information overload in our, that Ben referred to, in our society, it's like, keep it short, keep it simple. And I love the idea of just read a few pages in a book. The idea of the being a core consultant, and he put this in a form of the tree, and being a horticulturist and a landscape designer and a gardener myself, it's like, I can just so relate. And he was talking about, okay, listen, read, watch on the left. That's fertilizer. It's like, okay, I'm going to fertilize my mind.
And then,
you know, when you fertilize yourself and you're constantly growing, then that's where you, the whole humans being more the core of our company, the thing that has really distinguished us and set us apart from everybody else, is this humans being more idea. Then it's just the continual growth. And when you hear the leaders, the diamonds and royal ambassadors, you know, well, I'm going to do this. I'm going to start that. And, you know, it's something new. It's like all over again. I'm going to read this book again. And even if you pick that book up for a few minutes and just read a few pages for your personal growth, then that's going to make your day better, like Julie was talking about. I know that if I stretch for 10 or 15 minutes in the morning, my entire day goes better. And when I don't, I feel tight, and I can feel it. I'm like a little grumpy. But if I've inspired myself with some reading, and then all of these things move us into action, which is the whole right side of the tree of doing anything. The more you do it, the more familiar you get with it, the easier it is. It's like riding a horse or a bicycle or jumping off the diving board. I mean, you just got to do it. And the more you do it, it's like, oh, well, this is kind of fun. And then the goal of the once a day, you know, really talk to somebody new, and twice a week, the presentation, that's a good goal. So I like the tree. That's all.
Yeah.
Awesome, Patricia. I love it. Fertilizer, and then we grow and we do. And, in meeting and talking to one new person a day, making sure we're getting in the conversation, adding those names into our database, inviting people to take a look. I mean, maybe to read a couple pages or to listen to one of these 5-minute video links, which are all going to be on Dave Johnson's website, the Magnetic Leaders.com. I don't know if they're up there yet. I didn't look this morning, but all those links for these different videos and books are all going to be there. And there is a newsletter. You can sign up for a core consultant newsletter, and it's magneticleaders.com/, and it's core consultant newsletter sign up form, and there's a dash between each of those, core-consultant-newsletter, newsletter-sign-up-form. So magneticleaders.com, core consultant newsletter sign-up form. And that will keep you up to date with all of this program. And everything's going to be there on magneticleaders.com for these support materials for being a core consultant. And, you know, one of the things I love, if we're growing ourselves, we're, just like you said, Patricia, you know, we're humans being more. So we're being more. And then we're going to teach three. We're going to help three people, at least three people, to be more. And then help those people to help three to be more. And move that forward. So let's see. We have more people still to
share.
We're
five. Here.
Yeah,
can.
Five.
I can.
Oh, five. Five. Yes. Do five. Five's awesome. Okay, Jack.
Pam Barnes. I see you're on. What would you like to share?
Hey, good morning. It's interesting, Patricia's talking about the tree, and that's really, as I looked at this, kind of what I came to, a little different direction. I love picking up on the fact that we got the fertilizer on one side and the dew on the other side, but what hit me was listening to the whole presentation from Ben, which was good, was talking about where he referenced with the piece the core behavior, and one of the things he had said was to be diligent in the right critical activities each day, and it seems to me it's easy to get caught up in being busy and doing, and I find myself often I get caught and then I have to step back. But when you're being busy and doing is not the same as being diligent in the right critical activities. And I've seen that in so many businesses where people are focused and they have a consistent plan and they do that. And the ones that really do well stay with that core. They don't get sidetracked with what I call busy work. Our extra things, and because that can consume us, can eat our day up. My goodness, it seems like with the bombardment we get in email, you could spend a good hunk of the day just taking care of email, most of which really isn't all that important. But when you look at the slide that had the tree on there, those are core activities. They're just fundamental to what we do, and you know, clearly by listening and constantly inspiring ourselves, but, you know, we're educating, we're raising level of awareness. Sometimes you hear something the second, third, or fourth time, there's something in that that clicks that didn't before. But being able just to work the plan, there's in the communication, I mean, talk, we all know that this really is a function of numbers. And we have to get out and talk to people and share, and all in a positive way. But it really is, in a way, simplistic. But in another way, it captures the very essence of what we need to do. And that's what I really liked. It was, again, to be diligent in the right critical activities each day. And so that's kind of a quick takeaway that I had in what I would really share with somebody is if they could peel all this back away and just keep that one slide, that one picture in front of them so that every day you see that. The other teach three to reach three, that's one of the fundamental things that we're doing. But anyway, that's kind of brief, but what really I picked up on that. And you know, Karen, I thought of you when, just a quick aside, When the end of that, when he talks about Peach Boy, Mobotaro.
Yes.
I equated that to working together, light as a feather. You know, when they had the dog and the monkey, and when we work together, we can do the seemingly impossible. And constantly, I know you're out there saying, working together, light as a feather. And I thought, as soon as I saw that, I thought, well, there's Karen working together, light as a feather. So it just reinforces the point.
I love it. Thanks, Ron, and I love it. I mean, that's what we need. We need something simple we can focus on. So, you know, we listen, we read, we watch, and we communicate, and we meet and talk, and we show. And so if we just keep that in front of us, like you're saying, and make sure we just get those things in every day, every week, everything will just, you know, keep moving forward. So thanks, Ron. That was really good insight. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ruth.
Good morning. Oh, I just love hearing everybody. Julie, always inspire me. Patricia, love the way you looked at it with the fertilizer and the tree. I actually don't have a green thumb, but it was still appealing to me, so that's pretty amazing. And Ron, thank you so much for bringing it back together and really focusing on, you know, we have to do the right business activities. It's not just wasting our time. So I ditto everything that everybody said before, but I guess I misunderstood. I was thinking when I came on the call, Jack and Karen, you wanted me to share on what I implemented. So I was focusing, since I heard Ben speak on Tuesday, what happened this week that I was able to apply it. So I'm going to share that if that's okay.
Oh, that would be awesome. Thank you.
So right after the call, I was so excited. I called one of my downlines, and I just said, you got to listen to the call, but if you don't have a chance, we got to sit down. And she was like, I am so overwhelmed. I have so many things going on. She just finished. Her son got married, and she wasn't feeling well, and there's a whole new certification thing she had to do, and her life was crazy. And I said, okay, we need to sit down, because what I just got off watching was writing it all down and having a core activity. I said, we need to just plan out your day. So we spent over an hour and decided what kind of day she was going to have. She is learning to be a yoga teacher, and so I said, okay, let's do a yoga day, and let's do a work day, and let's do a she's also a healer, a client day, and we created these days. But in every single day, we put in the core consultant competencies. We put in listen, watch, and read. And then we put in, okay, connecting with me because I'm her mentor. And then even if it's via text. And then we put in, can you speak to something new a day? And, you know, we put it in. She's going to do her best to get it. But we've slotted all those core activities into her day. And it was amazing. As soon as we're finished, you can just hear in her voice a whole, like, a sigh of relief. She goes, oh, my goodness, I was so overwhelmed before we spoke. And afterwards, because I planned it all out and know exactly what I want to do for the day, I'm so calm, Ruth. She was like, and I could hear in her voice. So I was like, wow, you know, being able to implement something like this has been huge for her. It only took us a little over an hour. Well, then later, the next day, I had a healing client, and she was also overwhelmed. And I said, you know what? Let's plan out your day. There's some core things you need to do. And I just used her three. And it was amazing. I was just like, okay. And then the day after, I had to, my daughter was overwhelmed with all the things she had to do because of going out of town. I said, okay, let's sit down. And what are the core things you need to do? And it's just like, I you know, it just was perfect timing in my life to be able to apply these, and, of course, to my own life, but I couldn't believe how easy it was to help others do it and help them have a peace of mind and a calmness. So I encourage all of you. For me, it was a huge opportunity. Yes, when I saw this tree and all the steps I had to take, I knew there was a huge opportunity for me, myself, personally, because I can do the stuff on the left. This is the stuff on the right that I really want to grow in. And that's stuff I have to make a commitment to do. So there was a huge growth opportunity. What I loved about the tree and the core competency was that now I have these steps, these six things that I want to focus on. If I do these six things, like what Ron said, my business is going to grow because those are the right things to do for my business. So, but what happened this week after listening to Ben with the tools and stuff, I was able to actually apply it, which is totally not something I expected. So I just want to throw out there that, you know, go listen to both his calls. I mean, I feel like it's life-changing, not just for yourself, but for others. So that's what
I love it, Ruth. That's so exciting. And Sarah, again, too, I think you shared last week how you turned each of the steps into an affirmation.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I did. I say their affirmations, and I tap on them, you know, because I do EFT. So, yeah, but even what I write it, or I say it. Lately I've been saying it because I don't have time to write it. And then I just thank God for it because it is. My affirmations are true. So I think that you got to put some gratitude in it. It's really important because we are so blessed, all of us, every one of us that are on this call today are very blessed. And when we say these as affirmations and know that it's true and it's been blessed by God, there's no turning back. So, yeah, I do write them. I say them as my affirmations.
I love it, you know. And so, and the EFT for everybody, if you don't know, it's the emotional freedom technique. And as you say your affirmations, you tap on these different acupuncture points. You can find lots of videos online how to do it. It's an amazingly healing. It's again, it just works with our body and our energy. It's awesome. And doing the affirmations and having our day planned out, just like you did, you know, you sit down with people, where is each one of these little parts going to fit in? And fit it in. And I love how you shared, you know, how everybody just, they felt so much better because when we look at all the stuff we need to do, it is easy to feel overwhelmed. And when we have a plan, then we can take a deep breath and we can be so calm. And we know that if we do this, you know, inch by inch, it's a cinch. And, you know, just if we stay on track with this and then work with the people on our team and then the new people coming on to our team, it's going to grow just like the tree in the middle of the picture. And it's going to grow and bear fruit. And I love, again, Ben, with the core, the whole idea of the core is the seed, and the seed is what duplicates. The seed is what grows the new trees, and it grows the new fruits, the new peaches, the new apples. And then they have, in turn, have seeds, and then they grow new fruits. And I just love the whole concept. So let's all be core consultants. Thank you.
And I want to add this a little bit. It's been repeated two or three times here, but it's a vibrational universe. And when we get more focused in our thinking process and the way we're feeling, the way we're vibrating, we do become more magnetic. And we do attract then what we want because we're clear about what it is and we're clear about how we can move forward. And like Ruth was demonstrating, it can be applied in many different ways. So when we listen to somebody like Ben Woodward, Ben is a very good communicator. He's a very clear thinker. He reads all the time, and we just can benefit from that. So let's all work together, do these things together, and we will create tremendous growth and magnetic, you know, we're going to...
Magnetic effect.
All right. Well, thanks, everyone, for being on the call. You're awesome.
We love you.
Love and appreciate every one of you, for sure.
Thank you. Yeah. Love you.
Blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Thank you.